Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa. We thank you for each and every one that has tuned in with us on today. My apology for the time of 2:30 p.m. We will resume 1 p.m. beginning next Tuesday. We hope you have something to write down the information we're going to share with you today. We're going to try and squeeze in cyber stalking and spiritual abuse and stalking. So we're going to try to squeeze that in. First of all, we want to start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 1-800-799-7233. 00-799-SAFER-7233. You can also chat live by going to thehotline.org to chat live with a counselor. You may also text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 888-788. And all of these numbers and access methods are available 24/7. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-0087-3224. There's no need to be really concerned about your privacy in calling the national hotline number or chatting with someone, because they take your privacy very, very important, and they have guidelines that they must follow. They hear from people calling about concerns about their family members, friends calling, and survivors, even some abusive partners seeking to change themselves. So you may be concerned or unsure of what to expect when you call, but they are guided by the hotline's consent and ethics method. So why do people abuse? First, we want you to know that abuse is never okay. It is never okay for anyone to be abused. And before I forget, I just want to remind you, we are going to open the lines at 2:40 p.m. today. And that number to call, if it's not showing up on your screen, is 563-999-3694. Maybe someone just wants to verbalize what they're going through. Maybe someone just wants to share something that they're not unsure about. We don't need any names or phone numbers, but if you want to talk, that's fine. I'll open the lines for 4 minutes beginning at 2:40 until 2:44. That number, once again, is 563-999-3694. So, domestic violence comes from a desire to gain and maintain a power of control over an intimate partner. Abusive people believe they have the right to control and restrict partners' lives, often either because they believe their own feelings and needs should be priority in the relationship, or because they enjoy exerting the power that such abuse gives them. Okay? So being someone that's abusive, throwing out abuse, it's only because of the power and control that allows the person to feel. Verbal abuse is a type of emotional abuse. It is when someone uses their words to assault, dominate, ridicule, manipulate, or degrade another person and negatively impact that person's psychological health. Verbal abuse is a means of controlling and maintaining power over person. Most people assume that if they were being verbally abused, they would know it. But this isn't true, because verbal abuse involves yelling, putting down, name calling, and belittling behaviors. And there is more to verbal abuse than people realize. Some people are verbally abused on a regular basis without even recognizing that this is happening. Verbal abuse can occur in any type of relationship, whether it's romantic, a parent-child relationship, family relationship, or a co-worker relationship. Verbal abuse sometimes precedes physical abuse. When someone is verbally being abused, the person attacking them may use overt forms of abuse, like engage in name-calling, making threats. In reference to stalking, stalking of an intimate partner can take place during the relationship with intense monitoring of the partner's activity. Or stalking can take place after a partner or spouse has left the relationship. Let me give out that number once again. National hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. 800-799-SAFE. You may also text the word START, START, to the number 88788. You may also chat live by going to the hotline.org, and you may chat live. Okay, spiritual abuse. Spiritual abuse includes preventing the partner from practicing their religion or spiritual beliefs, ridiculing the other person's religious or spiritual beliefs, forcing the children to be reared in a faith that the partner has not agreed to. Spiritual abuse also includes using the spouse's or intimate partner's religious or spiritual beliefs to manipulate them. My apology for getting something here with my words. Okay? Anytime someone engages in name calling, it is a form of abuse. Even if the names are said in a neutral tone, this is not an acceptable treatment of another person. They use words to shame you. Examples include critical, sarcastic, or mocking words that are meant to put you down. These may be comments about the way you dress or talk or your intelligence. Basically, shaming is any comment that makes you feel inferior or ashamed of yourself. May I say that once again? Basically, shaming is any comment that makes you feel inferior or ashamed of who you are. Are you able to think of times when someone has criticized you, talked sarcastically to you, mocked you, or just shamed you to make you feel like you're less than the person that you are? Have you had someone make jokes at your expense? Typically, verbally abusive people will make of their jokes. This can be done in private or in person. But if you don't find it funny, then it is not harmless fun. What's more, verbally abusive people usually select jokes that attack an area where you feel vulnerable or weak. I think we have just a few more minutes before I'm going to open up the lines. Verbal abuse is a form of emotional abuse where someone uses their words to invoke fear in another person and gain control over them. You may not think that you are being abused if you are not being hurt physically, but emotional and verbal abuse can have short-term and long-lasting effects that are just as serious as the effects of physical abuse. Emotional and verbal abuse includes insults and attempts to scare, isolate, and control you. Is anyone listening finding themselves in a situation where they feel this way? It is also often a sign that physical abuse may follow. The hotline number for you to call, 800-799-SAFE, 00799-SAFE. And now we're going to open the lines that someone may call in. The number is 563-999-3694. At
563-999-3694.
Feel free to call in if you have a comment or an issue that you would like to address. The number is 563-999-3694. Sometimes it's good just to be able to, just to vent, just to say something that you're feeling that you're not sure of. We're not asking you to leave your name or even your phone number. You may just go ahead and verbalize what you want to say. Thank you very much for tuning in on today. And we're going to see, I'm watching the switchboard to see if someone calls in. I can switch over to you. So let me see if I can squeeze some more information in on today. Emotional and verbal abuse may begin suddenly. Some abusers may start out behaving normally and then begin abuse after a relationship is established. Some abusers may purposefully give a lot of love and attention, including a lot of compliments. There is also dating violence. Dating violence is a physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse from a romantic or sexual partner. It happens to women of all races and ethnicities, incomes, and educational levels. It also happens across all age groups and in heterosexual and same-sex relationships. We're talking about dating violence. Some people call dating violence domestic abuse, especially when you live with a partner. Dating violence includes emotional and verbal abuse, yelling, name-calling, bullying, isolating you from family and friends. I believe on next week we really get into how, what does a person go through that is abused, their feelings and their emotions and how it affects their daily life living. We thank you very much for tuning in on today. May God continue to bless you, and we hope that you share this word with someone else. Allow them to tune in to talking about verbal abuse, psychological abuse, emotional abuse with Dr. Louisa on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. to 1:15 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. May you have a safe evening. Write down all information you want to share when you would call into the hotline national number. Once again, that number is 800-799-7233. Have a great day.